It's the anniversary of Bloom 2012 in my company, Brigida Hyde Curtain. Is that pronounced correct?
Very close to it. Hedin Curtain, but, you know, I'll forgive you.
I missed a consonant. Brigida, you're famed, obviously, for burned salmon. We've spoke about it in depth before, mainly because, and I bring it up every single time I talk to you, you did supply the salmon to the Queen's dinner on her visit to Ireland. But amongst all of that fame and nice moments, when you return home to the burn in County Clare, what is life like down there, and how, or what is it like being a, do I say a salmon farmer or a seller of salmon?
Smoker of salmon. Yeah, it is actually brilliant. Burren is the place to be in right now, because we have just started this Burren Ecotourism Network. So being in a context of other producers and other certified ecotourism producers, it's really, really special. And there's a lot of focal point on the Burren right now. We just got geopark status, which is a UNESCO status for the Burren because of its unique geographical and geological features, which is the karst landscape of the Burren. And in that karst landscape, their farming is very special, the way it's been done over the years, the winterage and so on. And also right now, farmers are diversifying in different ways. We have Linala Ice Cream that produce their own ice cream from their own milk, so actually selling their produce directly to consumers. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity, and I think it's the trend to go with as a producer, where you can sell directly to consumers, because then you can kind of make a living of it.
The fact that the Burren is such a beautiful part of Ireland, I mean, for those who have never been there before, how beautiful is it?
I think it's an experience, right? You go there and you experience it, particularly if you go maybe off the beaten track and do your own little walking, which is actually very easily accessible. And for me personally, that's why I stayed in Ireland, coming from Sweden. Part of the reason that I stayed is the magical landscape and how you feel in being in it and how it affects you. And I'm talking about doing your own little trip, walk away, walk around or cycle around or go down to the beach and stick your feet into the salty water. And Fanor Beach is fantastic. And it's not overrun by tourists. It's actually, you know, okay, you have a lot of people go to the Cliffs of Moher, but after that, you can spread out and find places where nobody is and just yourself.
But there's also a point in there where, like, just a contrast example, you know, Kinsale in County Cork is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And if I was a tourist, you know, there's no reason why I wouldn't go there. So, you know, but it's also a good thing that tourists go there. What is the tourism industry like where you are?
I think that Burren has not, even though it is getting up and coming, it wouldn't have the same amount of people like Connemara and Kerry. And tourism is vital to the area. We would not exist unless we lived, we live off the tourism trade and also generate export sales through the visitors that come to us. And it's a very pleasant way to be, actually, to be having a huge international trade passing your door, coming in on holidays, communicating, talking about where they're from, ask a few questions, and they're very happy to talk about where they're from and what kind of food they eat, where they come from, and also interact with people. And I think the Burren is a very conducive place for that.
You've got a nice event coming up in a couple of weeks' time. It involves beer and it also involves salmon. Do you want to go a little bit more in depth on that?
Sure. Well, one of the food experiences that we're going to do, which every Monday in the Burren, throughout the Burren Ecotourism Network, we have an event, and it's food related. Now, the event that is coming up is on the 8th of July. And what happens is you go out to Fanor and you do some surfing with Aloha. And about 3 hours, you come in and then you can have some tastings and taste experiences in the Burren Smokehouse. And then you kind of amber down the road and you get to the roadside tavern where you can taste all the different Burren brewery, the Burren Black Stout, the Burren Red Ale and the Burren Gold Lager.
How nice in the liquid that contains alcohol department. I'm watering at the mouth here ever so slightly, maybe it's my Irish genes, but how beautiful a beer are they?
Well, they're natural produce, so there's no chemicals involved in this. And then, of course, they have a slight variance. Every brew has a slight variance, and that's part of the beauty. But, you know, with all these natural ingredients, it's a different feel, actually, of even a glass of it. You start, it's a happier feeling, actually, than slightly happier intoxication than it would be with a Heineken. No, it's that flavors are just, you couldn't compare. The flavors are much more than a very dumbed down version, a very singular, flat. You're talking about a wealth of flavors that you have in the Burren beers.
You know, I spoke to the guys from St. Tolla. There is yourselves. You've got a lot of other food producers in around about the area where you live. Some of them micro, some of them maybe a little bit more, how would you say it, macro. And for those listening outside of Ireland, the Burren, you know, it doesn't have that large a population. So I know Dublin's about 1.3 odd million, let's say. How big a population is the region where you live?
I think you're talking about 100,000 in the area. There would be and that's in Clare, so to say. You know, with Ennis, 40,000-50,000, and then the outskirts. So yeah.
But lovely, beautiful, small, maybe rural, but not definitely Dublin city centre. To contrast, one would assume that food producers from that area would be definitely of the macro. And then, speaking earlier on, you're telling me that you were just back from the States from 6 days over there, and you're now at Bloom in the Park, the largest horticultural food experience in Ireland, where you'll have somewhere in the region of possibly 100,000 pass through the gates of. I mean, how big a success story in context is Burren Salmon?
We are here for 24 years, and we're operating in the specialty food area, so it's the very high end, and we go through about 75 ton of salmon all year. So we're really a medium sized. Actually, if you look at it, we're quite small in the context. They're smaller than people than us, but it's still not huge. And every individual fish, we give the same attention and care to. So quality is really, really important to us, and that means that our salmon travel quite well to the likes of Fortnum & Mason in London, that we're very lucky to have as a customer, and also Dindaluca in New York, Cadivé in Berlin. We've been in Dindaluca in Kuwait and Qatar, and we got to sell some salmon to China just before, two pallets to China before Christmas. Now, again, it's not huge quantities, but it kind of showcases us in the best places, and it showcases that we are a world-class brand, even though, you know, as I said, it's really small quantities, but we can be there in the international market. And so can most of the Irish produce be. It's really important that there are several producers showcased in the likes of Fortnum & Mason, Dindaluca, because that showcases that Ireland is a place to come and visit, because it has some wonderful food products.
You've done kind of surprisingly, maybe, well, maybe you might say you're even a little bit above your station, and I play devil's advocate in saying that, but you know, it's admirable, it's nice, but it's, you know, at the back of it all, there's a lot of hard work goes in behind the scenes.
Yeah, but also you need to be targeted. You know, you have to dream. You know, I mean, how would I, sometimes like, how could I dream to be in somewhere? And then you dream, and then you make it happen. And sometimes you're not lucky. You know, it's also about timing. It's about luck. It's about hard work, a lot of hard work. But it's also being targeted, and it is also about dreaming. Because if you don't dream, you'll never make your... You may never make your dreams happen.
If people want to find out more, Brigitte, if I know they can order online from your website, where do they go if they want to get in touch with Burren Salmon?
Burrensmokehouse.ie. It's our website, and you can call us 065-707-4432. We do mail order all over Ireland, and also in the UK, all over Europe and into USA.
And I have been the recipient of that. I think it was about 2 Christmases ago. I sent out a note on Twitter. I think it was the 21st, and I had it on the Christmas Eve. I was gone by Christmas Day. I should note as well. It is that good. I know some people will have the pleasure to go online and order some salmon, but you do have your own wee little bar where people can go down, do a wee little tour as well, and go in next door and have a pint. What is it like as a local pub. Would you describe it as a local pub? How would you describe it?
Absolutely. It's 150 years in the Curtin family. My husband is third generation. Our children are fourth generation. And it's a traditional Irish pub with really lots of feel to it. And for us, it's really important that people feel happy being in there. The food we use is all locally produced that we use on our menu. And we also have our own local beer that Peter brews, the Burren Black Stout. So that all helps.
Excellent. Brigitte Curtin, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.